Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו, נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
مزمور أربع سبات بك النف أربع سنين بهولة تنيا سنبت يك أوريل جوتش يمسدانا مزمور اجياب هير تلقنو باملاكات شن كتما بتكدسو ترارا مسدانا وبزونو بسامين وغن بملكام سفرايق وما يمدر هلو دستايق يون ترارانو ارسوم يتلقو نقوس كتمانو እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው ባንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ፣ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide.
Mizmor lamedhe le David. Riva Adonai et Yerivai.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. That strive with me.
Leham et Lohamai.
Fight against them that fight against me.
Ahazek magen vechinna.
Take hold of shield and buckler.
Vekuma, kuma.
And stand up.
Be'ezrati.
For mine help.
Veharek hanit usgor likrat rodefai.
Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
Emor lenafshi,
Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long.
Occasion, look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you. Oh yeah. Rise to the occasion. Go ahead, you know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to make the best in life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal. It's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the world. Some people read and meditate, others move scantier. Some people are conscious about life, others are still panting, yo. Some people like strong drinks, cold like champagne and brandy, yo. Babies love ice cream, and cake and candy, yo. Isle of Hudson, girl, where roots are my shanty, y'all. Girls the clothes and shoes, girls the school brand new and a mean spanking, y'all. Yes, we all need education because that's the dancing, y'all. All things fade, leaving it standing.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Hey, fulfill your needs and the wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and wants. You've got the clearance, that's the reference. Perseverance for the utmost best should be your preference. Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, teach those in your residence. Oh yeah, yeah, girls getting sentiments. Look at it with your clear conscience.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright. Your needs and wants is for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the time, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Whoa, people try to tell me this is just to make a living. Thanks the praise to the king, ever living thanksgiving, y'all. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals, I'm the soul vivid. No pride, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for disillusion. Just like mom would say, love is that solution. Keep making music, I'm a musician.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance,
needs and wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step.
Rastafari, Dalmatia. Rastafari, Dalmatia. Rastafari, Dalmatia. Ever living, ever paid for.
Ever living,
ever sure.
Ever sure.
Ever sure. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Babylon, but yeah, Rasta come to defend the
and they could not slay the sun. They tried to destroy Mama Africa, the foundation of creation.
Sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaburim. Let's just note this right here for the record here in this Torah reading and feeding, beginning the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Shemot, the name Shemot. And Exodus in the English translations, it particularly, this reasonment here is concerning the matrilineal and the patrilineal. Some would say that, well, you're only an Israelite from the patrilineal, but that's not quite true. That is true, but there's the matrilineal and the patrilineal. The matrilineal, like from the mother, the matrix, and there's also the patrilineal. In fact, even when we went through the first book of Moshe, Bereshit, it's like Rivka, Rebecca. You note that Yitzhak, the pater, the father, the patriarch, he prayed because Rivka was barren, right? Now, she conceived and she had twins, right? Now, the twins are wrestling in her matrix, in her womb, right? In her matrix, the essence of her matriarchiness, right? And she goes and she inquires of Yah, you know, of Yahuwah, right? Of Yah, of He Who Be Who He Be, of Jehovah, of Hashem. And Hashem reveals to her, right, the prophecy. Now, it's interesting because a lot of ones and ones, they don't really emphasize this because they are still at best thinking like half original. Even if they recognize that they are Israelites, they get caught up in that brand name, black Hebrew Israelism, right? Getting caught up on brand name instead of getting into the essentials, you know what I mean? The essentials, the same thing that kind of happened to, you know, the Israelites that led to their captivity in the first time. That's why scripture says that blindness in part has happened, you know, to the Israelites. Now, there's a distinct difference between the Israelites, like the northern 10 tribe and Yehuda, and the southern kingdom, and particularly Judah and the lion of the tribe of Judah. Right, so here we're speaking about the real Israelites, right, from the roots, and not just the brand name Israelites, who are also of the roots, but they get caught up in the brand name thing that kind of stunts their growth and everything like that. Now, here's this particular reason at this particular point. Here's Exodus Shemot, Exodus chapter 2. The theme here is the preparation of the deliverer, the prepping of the deliverer and the birth of Moshe. The prepping of the deliverer and the birth of Moshe. So it begins off, it says, and there went a man of the house of Levi, of Lewi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi or Lewi. Now, it's interesting because if you read the KJV, you'll see that to wife is italicized. So the more proper reading, when we check the Masoretic, the Hebrew, the scripts, the more proper reading is, and there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. And there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. Now, in the Hebrew, Lewi, which is often enunciated in the Western Gentile world as Levi, means joining. Lewiya, right? To join, right? Is joining. Just to keep that in mind, because there are layers to the receptivity and the understanding, the understanding, and the overstanding. Now, it says, and the woman conceived and bare a son, second verse, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now, here again, we have some italics. So what we usually do is read it the way it's written. Then when you note the italics, go over it again and read it without the italics. That brings up the force of the Hebrew. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he goodly, she hid him 3 months. That's taking out the italics. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he goodly, she hid him 3 months or 3 moons. Now, the first verse, and there went a man of the house of Lewi and took a daughter of Lewi. What does this mean, Chabarim? So here we're in Shemot Beit in the ancient Hebrew, Shemot Beit, modern Hebrew, Shemot Veit. But here, Shemot Beit, chapter 2 of the Sefer Shemot, and there went a man, Vayelech, Ish, Mi Beit HaLevi. There went a man of the Beit, Mi Beit Levi. Mi Beit Levi, ancient Hebrew, Mi Beit Levi, modern Hebrew, Mi Beit Levi. Mi Beit Levi, modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, Mi Beit Levi. And see, I, the Talmudim, Rastafari, the disciples, we, you know, what's it, double-edged, the sword is double-edged, so both we learn, right? We learn the modern Hebrew, right, which is really easy in that sense, but then we practice to perfect the ancient Hebrew, right? Mi Beit Levi, Vayikach et bat Levi. So it says right here, Vayikach, Wa and Yikach, and he took Yikach from Lakach to take. Vayikach et bat Levi, right? Or Vayikach et bat Levi, right? And right, and he took daughter of Levi, and he took daughter of Levi. That's why I say when you look at the italicizations in the King James Version, the context is he took to wife, right? He took to wife, but it doesn't say he took to wife. Why? Because something was going on in Mitzrayim. We already got that in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Chapter 1. Right, and so we study to get out of the half original mind and get into the real Hebrew mindset. Now, here, I'd like to share this. This is from something that we had picked up on while we was doing a study and a reasonment on, let's bring this up right here in the notes. Yeah, I did a vid and a study on you're a Yehudi or Jew if your mother is a Jew, Yehudi reasoning. Now, considering the matrilineal and the patrilineal descent, or the descent from the mother, right, the seed of the woman, you know, a lot of ones like to argue that woman don't got a seed. Well, it's right there in the scripture. We look in the Hebrew, the same word for the same seed. The seed is the egg, what they call the egg. It's a seed. Have you heard of the what was it called again? Mitrilineal, right? But mitochondrial DNA. Right, this very good book by Barashango Shakamusa, God bless his soul. The book is African Woman. It's called African Woman, Original Guardian Angel. Now, yeah, we might use these legal fictions, the scriptures, right? But we're getting into the roots right here. So we did a video and a study on you're a Yehudi or a Jew if your mother's a Jew reasoning, considering the matrilineal and patrilineal descent. Now, what's interesting is while we shared the raw first and second aliyot, or the readings for the RSS number 13, Shemot, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, number 13, Shemot, the first reading from the second book of Moshe called Exodus, I recalled Amram. Who's Amram? Amram is the father of Moshe. He's the father of Miriam, and the father of Aaron, right? Now, we find in the prophets later on where Jehovah says that he sent that trinity, right, of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, right, as part of that redemption process, right? So the woman, or we could say the divine feminine, is always included even from the beginning, the Reshis. You know what Reshis is? You know what Chokmah is? There, you got it right there. But here to share this. Now, what's interesting is, let's just hit these notes here, and we'd like to thank, Tikva Fund, the tikvafund.org, or Tikva. They say Tikva, modern Hebrew, Tikva. kawa, 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 right? It's like a kind of a chord in a sense, but the word actually means hope, right? Like the sense in Hebrew of hope is almost like tying a cord. Now that's interesting in the Mitzrayim sense, right? Or some of the ancient sense, the mistress of the knot, the mistress of the knot, to tie the knot, right? Tying the knot in that sense, and knotting, just in the basic sense of knotting or tying a knot. Then you could link this with embroidery, right? And the cipher and the patterns, but then you could also link it with the science of DNA as well, right? Looping, right? So conduit, condoloop, right? Anyway, exploring the matrilineal descent, right? The article. So, you know, let's stop on this for a moment because it's really very interesting because it came out more in going through the nuances of the Torah reading, the first two aliyot, especially as we get into the second aliyot, right? For number 13 for Shemot, the first reading from Exodus, and the second, the Sheni begins at verse 18, where it says, the Molech of Kemet, the Molech of Mitzrayim, the so-called king of Egypt, he called for the midwives, right? He said to them, you know, why have they did this thing, ma, madua, you know, tell me why, cause me to know, madua, right? Why have you done this thing? And have saved the men children, the male children, right? The black boys, right? The black boys, you know, there's a book about the destruction of the black boys. Why have you saved the black males? Black male, you won't be on the black male, right? In the redemption, right? The Goyim are going to have no choice but to be under the black male, the Hebrew black male. But why have you saved the men, children alive? Now, here is just giving a context for what we're about to bring forward right here. So basically, this reasoning is on sort of basically, right? Basically, how the Hebrew woman seduced the Hebrew man, them, thereby defying the Molech of Mitzrayim, of the Molech of Kemet, right, of Egypt, right? When we say this, we're not saying that all the rulers were Molechs. Some of them were really Melechs, like the one that recognized the Chokmah in Yosef, our brother, right? Speaking of that particular, you know, king, right? But those who go against the King of Kings, you know, and his people, right, they are Molechs. Right, they are Molechs, right? Like Mengistu, we say Mangustu, right? We turn it up, right? But here, just to bring this out right here, so that's the basic context, because this is a basic reasonment here, right? So here we have, there's a view of the distinctive power of motherhood that finds a further expression in some of the ancient Rabbim, Rebbenat. Right? Now, I know a lot of people say about rabbi this, rabbi that, such and such, and, you know, they don't even understand what Yeshua is saying, because Yeshua is our rabbi, right? There were those before him that spoke the truth concerning Moshiach, and then when the Moshiach was born, it's like things had degenerated. It's almost like what we have with the 1970 AD Israelites, the same thing going on. When the time was, the people had gone back because the enemy, right, the enemy was sowing the weeds, right, the weeds among the true seed, right? So here we have the distinctive power of motherhood, or what we like to say is the mothership, fatherhood and the mothership, right? Fatherhood, because the male with the hood and the circumcision and the, you know, mothership, the ship, the boat. Right, and this has a lot to do with birth and the matrix, right, and the seas and the seven seas, seen, sight. So we have the ancient teachings, the Temherit or the Talmud. The word Talmud is the operative word. Don't get confused by these who don't know half original, again, caught up in their brand name ism schism, right? Learn the truth. It's an operative word, teaching. We say, give us a teaching of His Majesty, the Talmud of His Majesty, the Timheret of His Majesty, and the Midrash, the study. Now, the Rebbeinah, they expanded, right, on the biblical conception, the conception of mothers and the mothership as more naturally inclined, according to the nature and the nature, to bestow a nurturing love up on their children. The woman of Yisrael, of Israel, of Yasharel, Yisrael, of Sar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the Upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true Almighty, the true El. They are portrayed as the saviors, right, the saviors of the Hebrew people, of the Yisrael, of the Yehudi people's continuity, the itinuity for continuity. Right, the continuity of the divine government, because the kingdom is she, right? When we study the Hebrew, is she, right? The kingdom is she, right? And it belongs to he, the King of Kings, right? Who desire to have children, right? The woman, they desire to have children when their husbands were reluctant to do so. So in the first Aliyah, leading into the second, we get the reasoning behind why the Hebrew and the Israelite husbands were reluctant to do so. So bringing it right here, quote, and there went a man from the house of Levi. There went a man, an Ish. Now notice that he used Ish. We're not talking English, we're talking Hebrew. Right? English is ruining a lot of the black Hebrews' mentality. Right? We're talking Hebrew. Wayelek ish mi beit lewi. There went a man. Wayelek. Yelek. They went from halak. Right? Yalak. There went a man. Wayelek ish mi beit. Me from beit. House of Lewi. Lewi. Levi. Joining. Did Amram, the man, ha'ish, referred to in the verse, did he go anywhere? No, nowhere. Now, this being taught by Rav Yehuda Bar Zerina, right? But rather, Amram, he went and acted upon his daughter's advice. Daughter, the bat, as if bat, right? Where it says that, and he, where it goes right here, it says, there went a man in the house of Lewi, and he took a daughter, right? He took a daughter of Lewi. He took a daughter of Levi. Why yikach et bat Lewi, the bat of Lewi, of Levi. So he acted upon his daughter's advice. Now he, as is well known, Amram, the father of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, he was well known. He was the most eminent of his generation, the most eminent Ish. He was the Ha'ish, Baruch Ha'ish, right? Baruch Ha'ish, right? Ashrei Ha'ish. He was the blessed man of his generation. Now, he was aware of Paro, of the Pharaoh, the great house. There was another administration, like even in America, right? Or even over in England, right? Whether we say Upper Egypt, Lower Egypt, whether England or America, they have different, you know, different prime ministers or different presidents, and they bring in another administration. So another administration came in. So he was aware that Paro had decreed, every son that is born, you shall cast into the river. Every son that is born. And this is in the last verse, the 22nd verse of the first chapter, the Aleph chapter of Shemot, where it reads right here, it says, Kol habein ha Ha-yildot, ha-yildota, ha-yora, tashalikuhu, tashlikuhu, every son, call habain, all, call, all habain, all the son, ha-yildot, ha-yildot, that is born, ha-yildot, ha-yora, 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 in the yor, in the river, tashlikuhu, shall you cast who? Shall you cast him? And every daughter ye all shall save alive. Sound familiar, right? We call habat te chayun. So every daughter te chayun, will live, will keep alive. You keep alive. So he said, we labor in vain. We put in that walk, right? That walk with our woman in vain, because they're going to cast the man children. And he was the first to divorce Ishto, his wife, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, right? From the word Isha, we have Eshet, pointed in Hebrew as Eshet, but the primary letters, Aleph, right? Sheen, right? And Tau, which can be read as Oset, right? So he was the first to divorce his Oset, his Eshet, his wife. At that, all the other mandem, they divorce their wives. Then his daughter said to him, Abi, father, your decree is more cruel than Paro, than Pharaoh, than the great on, the great house. For Paro, for Pharaoh, has decreed only against the males, only against the males, while you decree against both males and females. Paro decreed only concerning this olam, this world, while you decree concerning both this olam and the olam haba, this world and the olam, the world to come. Now, since Paro, Pharaoh, is a ratchet, a rasha, the Paro, the ruling Melech, Molech, was rasha. He was ratchet. He was a rasha. He's a ratchet man, a wicked man. There's doubt whether his decree will or will not be fulfilled. Because Paro, the Melech, and notice the scripture is very clear with saying that there arose what? A Melech, right? A king. We have this in the first chapter, verse 8, where it says right here, it says, Wayakam Meleka Hadasha Allah Mitzrayim. Now there arose a new king over Mitzrayim, over Egypt, Asher Lo Yada'a et Yosef, who knew not Yosef, who knew not Joseph. Huh? He didn't know Yosef, or he was willingly ignorant. Right? So what Amram's daughter, and this is implied Miriam, right? What Miriam said to her father, Amram, is that since Paro, Pharaoh, is a ratchet, a wicked man, there is doubt whether his decree will or will not be fulfilled. But since you are tzaddik ish, you are a ish who's tzaddik, you're a righteous man, you're a just man, your decree, what you're decreeing is sure to be fulfilled. What happened? At once, he went and took back ishto, oseto, his oset, yokaved. We have Yokabed. Now, Yokabed, her name is very interesting. Yokabed. Iyo, Yao, he who be Jah, Yokabed, Kabed, Jah's glory. Her name is Jah's glory, Yokabed, right? You know, there's a one named Ichabod. They say Ichabod Crane, but Ichabod means no glory. Now, if you go to that part of the scripture, you'll recognize why when the Ark of the Covenant was taken from Yisrael, this woman, she gave birth, and she called her child Ichabod. Ichabod. There's no glory, because the glory is gone from Yasharel, from Israel, right? So Amram's wife, the wife and the mother of Moshe, of Moses, of Aaron, right, and Miriam, her name, Jochebed. Jah's glory, Jochebed, right? So at once he went and he took Ishto, or Seto, his wife, and so did all the others. Now, while Amram is one of the leading, he's one of the leading Hebrews of his generation, Israelites of his generation, it takes a Isha, right? A Isha, a woman, his daughter, right? His daughter, Bato, his daughter, to recognize and impress upon him the danger to the Hebrew, to the Yisrael continuity, the continuity of the divine government upon the earthly plane that is implicit in his reaction, or maybe an overreaction, right? Action, right? His reaction to Paro's decree. Similarly, Harebani, they said that Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, on account of the righteous woman of that generation. You can see it clearly in Exodus, in the Exodus narrative. Since they seduce their husbands, while the latter, the husbands, were unwilling because of the decree of Paro, the decree of that evil Molech, that evil Melech, the Molech of Mitzrayim, they were unwilling to have children because of the decree that the sons, right, the males, would be thrown into the Yod, thrown into the Nile, into denial, because the Nile was the source of the economy. Right, you know, the waters, that was the source of the economy. It was like the main highway, the superhighway. Right, the Nile, we'll come down the Nile, and then we'll go up, right, the Red Sea, right, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Yam Suf, but it will come down the Nile. Right, so the Nile was its economy. So think about the destruction of the black boys and the economy of Babylon, the connection there as well. Right, so what happened? When they went to draw water, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, blessed be He, blessed be the name, for their sake caused so many small fish to be scooped up into their pitchers that only half of what they drew up was water and the other half was fish. They would then heat two pots, one with hot water and the other with fish, both of which they brought to their husbands in the field. There, the woman, Hanashim, they washed their husbands, they anointed them, their husbands, they fed them, their husbands, and gave them, their husbands, to drink. There, laying secluded between mounds in the field, they responded to their men. Now, it is the woman's natural maternal inclination that, for Harabinat, Harabin, right, ensures the continuity of Yasharel, Yisrael, the Hebrew people. In the picture that's painted by this teaching from the Midrash, this ancient Midrash, it is the Israelite, the Hebrew mothers, matriarchs, emerging as saviors of the Hebrew, the Yasharel Israel family. Here, too, we see the fundamental connection that the ancient, the sages, drew between the mothership and Yehudi and Yasharel, Israel, and the Hebrew continuity, the itinuity of the divine government on the earthly plane. It was the Hebrew, the Israelite, the Yehudi woman, depicted as keepers of the most basic, trust and truth, that of preserving the continuity of the Yehudi life, the liberty from one generation, to the next. And this is what was brought out right here in going through the nuances, as we went through the nuances in the Aliyot and the reading, the first and the Rishon and the Sheni, the first and the second Aliyot for Shemot, for the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 13th Torah reading and feeding, right? As we went through the details of it, it was like you could see it right there. It comes out right there. Because note something, that here, the daughter, right, is not named. Miriam is not named. Moshe's sister, right, is not named, right? The midwife that she persuades Bataparo, the daughter of Pharaoh, to call for, or we say Hatshepsut to call for, is not named, right? Is not named there, right? The man that went, that man of the house of Levi, he's not named. Because no doubt, in Mitzrayim, they had other names. You know, as many people do coming into, you know, whether Upper Egypt, the latter-day Upper Egypt, England, right, UK, Great Britannia, or Lower Egypt, Americas, right? What happens to a lot of people, they come over here, they have their ethnic, their particular names from their country and their culture, and they adopt, right? They adopt another name, right? To be used in this, in the Western Gentile, you know, system of things, right? But even those names, when looked at the meaning of those names compared to their, whatever their faith may be, right, it's in conflict, and such as here in HaTorah, it's not brought out. Because people always ask, oh, how come the name of this one and that one, right? Because of the Torah, the law that is given concerning such and such things, some names are not named. What's interesting is we get Joseph's name, Safnat Paneach, 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 Paneank, right? Paneank, Paanki, Paank, right? We get Safnat Paank, we get Ankh, because Ankh basically signifies life, right? He was the hidden life. He was that hidden source of life and liberty. That's why he stresses and emphasizes, even within the narrative, that he was sent there to preserve life, right? To preserve life, right? So from the Hebrew perspective, understanding the ancient Metuneta, ancient dialects in Kemet and Mitzrayim, they understood the relationship of it, and this is the reason that we get Yosef's Egyptian, Kemetiu, Kemetic, Mitzrayim, Mitzrishim, his Mitzrishim, right, his Egyptian name, because of the inherent meaning of it, right, does not go against, right, go against anything in HaTorah. We get Asenath, his wife's name, Asenath, and Asenath, if any of you, some of you probably already know, is Nate, either Nate, some say Nate or Not, right, Net, Nate, Nate, right, this is a particular, ones might say Netert, Netert, or Netert, Netert, some would say, but Netert, right, a so-called, quote, goddess. But there's another important point. Remember the midwives? Remember the midwives in verse 21, right? In verse, well, actually verse 20, it says, therefore, Ha Elohim dealt well with the midwives, the Hebrew midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. Remember the midwives? Called the midwives, calling for the Hebrew midwives, right? Because they were instructed that when any male children are born to the Ibrit, right, to the Hebrew woman, they're to cast them into the Yor, right, to the river, right, and the girl children, they were to keep alive. but they defied Paro, Pharaoh's decree. So here we get another example of the salvic or saving sense of the Hebrew woman in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. And it came to pass, because the midwives fear, they reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, right? The Elohei Ibrahim, right? The Elohim of the Hebrews, right? The Netcher of Netchers, that he made them Beitoch, he made them houses, right? He made them houses. Now the houses, think about what houses? Did you give them a house or something like that for picket fence? No, temples, institutions, right? We say business, but the business here was that preservation of the core element of the continuity of the Hebrew and the Israelitish and Isha, right, people. And then it says right here, it says that he, Ha Elohim, made them houses. And then we have Paro charging all his people, Amo, right, charging his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Every daughter, ye y'all shall save alive. Then we pick up here in chapter 2, right, in the Beit chapter, with the preparation of the deliverer and the birth of Mashu, the birth of Moshe, the birth of Moses, and there went a man of the house of Lewi, of Levi, and took a daughter of Lewi. Vayelech isha mi beita Lewi, vayikach et bata Lewi.
Yes, that right there, for continuity purposes, touching on being Israelite, the matrilineal, the patrilineal descents, the man of Lewi, of Levi, Jochabed, Moshe's mother, and also the Hebrew midwives as well. So right here, look a rain matune, you know. Bless up the righteous woman of Yisrael, Yasher Allah. Here. We have Mikey General, Woman of Israel. Yes, sir.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, that I see it will never end. Woman of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect I have for you, I know it will never end. You are prettier than the lilies in the valley, softer than the morning dew, strong as a lion, as cunning as a fox. Of Israel, daughter of Jerusalem, the respect
Jerusalem, daughters of Zion, all righteous woman, right here, 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 just to add to that right there, something that is to be said traditionally by the man of the house and the Shabbat, you know, at the Shabbat Seder of the family here from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
Who
right
can
here,
find
here,
a virtuous
here.
Woman? Who can find a virtuous find woman? A virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, shuba shubai, shuba 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 day, shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, yeah. Now, the real man can live without no woman. Night night to day, as a woman to her man. Purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Don't need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong. With this part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I are burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, I love and honor. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, to listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise and come on the proof of the mother that I want, you know. There you go, you mentioned though, you know. Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Today, as a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so me love me black woman. Woman has given me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. For us, the man of an adult, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman to her man.
Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
First day here at the second day, the Monday podcast. First of all, readings here for this 14th sabbatical study for Shabbat Va'era, or referred to elsewhere as Shabbat Va'era, Shabbat Va'era, Wa and Era. You know, and I appeared right here.
Sabbatical
here.
Study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat shalom, senbet salam, aliyah for this 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding I and I and Rastafari sabbatical study, the Shabbat strong. Wa-era. Wa-era. And I appeared. The Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Revised Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We have it as Tegeletahu, just of interest in the Ze Asteraiku. Asterai, Asterayo, Asterayo, Asteraiku, and I appear. Here, picking up Exodus chapter 6 at verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9, verse 35, here in the second book of Moses, Moshe, called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the cipher, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim. Here picking up with Exodus chapter 6, second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Here's chapter 6, Hebrew first words, and the write-up with this aliyah, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruacha, Kadosh, Yahuwah, Achad, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here we pick up in chapter 6, the answer of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to Moshe's first prayer. Then the Lord, then he who be, we be, Yahuwah, said to Moshe, for continuity here, now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro, Pharaoh, for with a strong hand, Beyad Chazaka, shall he let them go, and with a strong hand, Beyad Chazaka, shall he drive them out of his land. And here, picking up with the 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding here from verse 2, Hebrew first words. Why daber Elohim, El Moshe, why yomer Eli, ani Yahuwah, wa era El Abraham, El Yitzchak, wa El Yaakov, be El Shaddai, Ushmi Yahuwah, lo nodaeti lahem. And Elohim spake to Moses, Moshe, and said to him, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, and I appeared, wa era, and I appeared to Abraham, wa era el Abraham, to Isaac, el Yitzchak, and to Jacob, with Ila Yaakov, by the name of God Almighty, by God Almighty, Be El Shaddai, but by my name Jehovah, Ushmi Yehovah, Lo Nodaiti Lahem. But by my name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahuwah, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children, the sons, the Bnei Yisrael, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children, the sons of Israel, Ani Yehovah, I be he who be who he be, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim, true good, true God, and ye all shall know that I be he who be who he be, Elohim, your Elohim, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And I will give it you for an heritage, Ani Yahuwah. And Moshe spake so to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel. But they hearkened not. But they hearkened not, they heard not to Moshe, for anguish of spirit, for shortness of breath, and for cruel bondage. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, go in, Bo, go in, speak to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, that he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, go out of his land, Ne'aretzo. And Moshe spake before he who be, who he be, Lifnei Yahuwah, saying, behold, The children of Israel, the Banai Israel, have not hearkened, have not heard, hearkened, Shema, to me, to I. How then shall Paro, Pharaoh, hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahuwah and he who be who he be spake to Moshe and to Aharon and gave them a charge to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, to bring the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim.
For making the one stop, the generation gap,
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And here, 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 Shema Israel, here, 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 here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the second of offering up, second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, here picking up with chapter 6 of Exodus, chapter 6, here at verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second of offering, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Wayera. The families of Israel, the families of Israel. These, the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile, Rashi, Beita, Ebotam. These are the rashes, are the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile, Rashi, Beita, Evotam, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi, these be the families of Reuben. Eile, Rashi, Reita, Evotam, Bnei, Reuben, Bichor, Israel, Hanok, Ufalu, Hatzron, Wekarmi, Eile, Misha, Pechota, Reuven. These are the families of Reuven. Eile, Misha, Pechota, Reuven.
The families of Israel, verse 14. These be the Roshe, the Rashes, the heads of their fathers' houses, their fathers' baits. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. And the sons of Shimon, of Simon, of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Levi, according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi. These are the families of Lewi, Levi, according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochabed, Jochebed, his father's sister to Isha, to wife. And she bare him Aharon and Moshe. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zitri. And Aaron, Aharon, took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And the sons of Korah, Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aharon, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. Phinehas, Phinehas. These are the heads, the Roshay, the Rasses of the fathers of the Lewim, the Lewawi, and the Levites, according to their families. These are that Aharon and Moshe, to whom the Yahweh, he who be who he be, said, bring out the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, from the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, according to their armies. These are they which spake to Paro, Meleka, Mitzrayim, king of Egypt, to bring out the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. These are that Moshe were Aharon. The renewed commission, verse 28. And it came to pass on the day when the Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
We're making the one stop, the generation gap. Here I come again.
Oh, mama little love and give your daddy. Give your brother little love and give your sister. Do you really know what I mean?
Riches whom I have not known came me in peace. life of our men, form for mockery, find your peace against me. We are denied, how long wilt thou look for me? Rescue my soul from the destruction, my only one from the light. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among a numerous people. Let not those who are wrongfully my enemies be judged for them. Although he hates me without cause, but they seek not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against those who are wise in the land. For they open their mouths wide against me and say, ha ha, our eyes are seen, thou hast seen, O Lord, as a man. O Adonai, the Lord, my Redeemer, be not far from me. Rouse thyself and awake me to my judgment, to my cause, my Elohim, and my Redeemer. Judge me, O Redeemer, my Elohim, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, ah, so we have our desire. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together. Those who rejoice at my hurt, let them be clothed with shame and dishonor. Those who magnify themselves against me, let them shout for joy and be glad. Those who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the welfare of his servants. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, of thy praise.
Psalm 35.
Mizmor lamedhe le David, le David, le David, le David, le David. Riva Adonai et Yerivai, 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 Yerivai.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me.
Let's strive with me. Let's strive with me. Let's strive with me. Let's strive with me.
Leham et Lohamai, 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 Lohamai.
Fight against them that fight against me. Fight against me. Fight against me. Fight against me.
Ahazek magen vechinna, vechinna, vechinna.
Take hold of shield and buckler, and buckler, and buckler.
Vekuma, kuma, kuma.
And stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
Be'ezrati, be'ezrati, be'ezrati.
For mine help, for mine help, for mine help, for mine help.
Veharek hanit usgor likrat rodefai, 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 rodefai.
Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Them that persecute, 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 them that persecute. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation.
Emor lenafshi. Yeshua ani.
Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation, thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, 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 all the day long.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm Mizmor Lamed Hey. Mizmor Lamed Hey. Psalm XXXV from Sefer Tehillim, Psalm 35. Mizmor Lamed Hey. Prayer under persecution. Le David of David. This psalm should be compared with VII, Psalm 7, and XXII, Psalm 22. This psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachias Sedek, we have Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm 35, which should be compared with Psalm 7 and Psalm 22. It is a cry of distress from David, 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 when he was being hunted by Shaul, by Saul. Now, resemblances have been noted with the language of the book of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, in which the prophet also cries out in his affliction. Like circumstances may well account for the similarity, or the prophet may have been acquainted with the Mizmor, even today's Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, and used its phraseology. So today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm 35, Psalm XXXV from the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, prayer under persecution. The opening 10 verses is the appeal for help. Le David, superscription of David, implication of Psalm, Mizmor Le David. Le David, Riva Yahuwah Eta Yerivai, Leham Eta Lochemai, plead. Plead, O Yahuwah, plead, O Yahweh, Riva Yahuwah, plead my cause, O he who be, we be, with them that plead, strive with I. Riva Yahuwah Eta Yerevai. Strive, O Yahweh, O he who be, we be Adonai, with them that strive against I. Lecham Eta Lochmai. Fight. Lecham. Fight against them that fight against I. Lecham Eta Lochmai. First verse right here, plead or strive. Riva, riba, 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 Yahuwah, riba, Yahuwah, riba. Plead, O Yahweh, strive. Plead, O Hashem, with them that plead against I. Riba, Yahuwah, eta yirevai. The phrase, it suggests a suit in a court of law, where the defendant calls upon an advocate to defend him against his accusers. Underlying the struggle between Saul and Dawid and David was and is, will be, a moral issue. The wanton persecution of the innocent man. If Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, were to decide it, the outcome of the campaign would soon be made evident. Thus, this first verse right here in the opening appeal for help. Le Dawid, riba Yahuwah eta yirebai, liham eta lochemai. Aleph verse. The bait verse, ha chezek magen withinna, wikuma be'ezrati. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Take hold, take hold. Ha chezek, ha chezek. Magen with sinna. He chazek, take hold. He chazek a magen. Magen of shield. Of shield with sinna. With sinna. Take hold of shield and buckler. Ha chazek a magen with sinna. With kuma be ezrati. With kuma be ezrati. And rise up with kuma, with kuma, with kuma, with kuma, with and kuma. Rise, be ezrati, for my help. And rise up and stand up, and stand up, get up, stand up, rise up. With kuma, be ezrati. The shield and buckler, the magain with sinna. The Magain and the Sina. Magain with Sina. More on this can be found in Psalm 5, roughly around verse 13. Since his accusers have resorted to violence, he invokes Ha'el Elohim. He invokes Jah as his champion in the fight. In the scriptures, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, is named a man of war. We have this in the Exodus Psalm. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. But only, he is only a man of war to help the weak against the ruthless strong. Thus we have this verse here, the second verse, the bait verse. Ha chezek amagain with sinna. Take hold. Ha chezek amagain of shield with sinna. The magain, the shield and the buckler. Wikuma and rise up, stand up, bi ezrati, and stand up for ezrati, in my help, for my help, in my help, and stand up and rise up in my defense, bi ezrati, or for help, bi ezrati. The Gimel verse, the third verse, wi harek achenit usgora likraat rodfai. Amor li nashi yishuatech ani. Amor li nashi yishuatech ani. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute and falsely prosecute I. Say to my soul, amor li nashi. Say to she, say to my soul, amor li nashi. I. Thy salvation, I, Yeshuatech, Ani. Say to my soul, thy salvation, I am thy salvation. Draw out, we harek, draw out also the spear, draw out also the spear and the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Draw out with harek chanit. Draw out the spear with harek chanit. The verb is used of drawing a sword from the scabbard. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9. Similarly, the chenit, was kept in a holder from which it was taken when required, in the sense of drawing out a weapon from the holster. So what he says right here, we're harek chenit, draw out also the spear. Usugor. Now, it's interesting here because in the Sefer Tehillim, coming from the Hebrew, more Hebrew direct translation, we have the Hebrew there as a witness, we have battle axe. In the KJV, it says, draw out also the spear. That's the first phrase. Then after the comma, it says, and stop. Then you see, italicize the way, out of italics, against them that persecute me. So the real words there is, and stop against them that persecute me. Draw out also the spear, and stop. And stop against them that persecute and falsely prosecute, or against them that pursue, bringing it out even more, against them that pursue I. Usgor, likraata rodafai. You rodafai, the one that pursue I. Now, the Hebrew may be the imperative of a verb. In other words, the sense of close up, what we have in the KJV, and stop. They add in the italicized words, the way, the sense of it, to stop. Because the Hebrew may be the imperative, the command word, as we have, usugor, stop, close up. Hence, the authorized version, like the KJV, says, stop the way. Some as Rashi and Ibn Ezra agree with that. Kimchi, he suggested that it was a noun. So others look at this word and see, the sigor as actually being a noun and not the imperative of the verb, the commandment to stop, but actually a noun, something that stops something. And therefore, Kimchi and others suggest that it's a noun signifying an implement of war. And this view is now actually what is generally accepted. It was a view that wasn't so much generally accepted, but as one studied, they got to recognize that, yes, we can look at this as a imperative, a command, stop, draw out. Even when you say draw out, in the sense of draw out, it's a command. So, we're harek chenit, usigor, likraat, against them, or to meet them, likraat arodafai, to meet them, against them, to meet those, arodafai, I and I, pursuers. Say to my soul, this is the key phrase here in the third verse, Amor linafshi, Amor, to say, the command, say to myself, say to her, say to my suke, my nefesh, here, linafshi, Amor linafshi, say to my soul, Amor linafshi, Yeshu atech, ani, and this right here is the language of he speaking to she. Speaking to my soul, I psyche, I suke, saying to the soul, because the soul without instruction in Yahweh, truth and life, is headed for self-destruction. So saying to the soul, I am he who be who he be. Be she, I and I suke, I and I soul, salvation, Amor linavshi, Yeshuatech, ani. Give me the heartening. Right, the heartening, to keep it heartical, that message, the message of salvation, that I, he who be who he be, will help me, will help her, help my soul, my psyche, to victory. And victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same sense. So salvation is victory, victory is salvation, Hebraically speaking. So here, this can also be interpreted as, say to my soul, Amor linafshi, Yeshuatech, ani, Yeshuatech. Your victory, saying to the soul, the psyche, your victory, ani, I be. So this psalm, to he who be, we be my advocate, and also advocate for my soul, the victory, the salvation, the victory, even the victory of good over evil. So we have these three verses here in the appeal for help. Now, as we move this forward to the first section, which is the first 10 verses, but that's getting a groundation even with the first 3 verses. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Once again, bringing out the emphasis here of the soul. Right? What does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his own soul? The emphasis of the soul and the defense of the soul. Plead my cause. Strive with those who strive against I. Fight against those who fight against I. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up. Rise up for mine help, and in my help draw out also the spear and the battle axe to stop the way of those who pursue and falsely prosecute. I say to my soul, my psyche, Yeshuatech Ani, the I salvation, I. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Ye boshu, we ye kalmu, me bakashe nafshi, ye sogu achora, we yachiprua choshve ra'ati. Those who seek my ra'ati, my hurt, those who seek evil upon I, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. The sense of this, ye boshu, then be abashed, abased, abashed, ye boshu, we ye kalmu, and brought to confusion. Me va kishe, nafshi, those who seek, nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Yisogu achor. Now here we have that very same, the battle axe to stop the way right here, where it says right here, let them be turned backward. Yisogu, them being turned achor, backward. We yachipru choshve ra'ati. Let them be turned back and be abashed, and then abased, brought to confusion, right? That devise, that seek after, devising my hurt. Let them be ashamed, yea, boshu, in the complete triumph which HaElohim, the true good, the true God, will have secured for the persecuted and the falsely prosecuted. He uses stern and relentless language, very cut, court, and direct language, and straightforward and upright language, but it's not animated by a personal vindictive spirit. This is the key. Right? May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable in he who ye be sight. So although the language, it may be considered stern, may be considered relentless, it's not animated by a personally vindictive spirit, as is clear, as can become clear even in verses 12 to 14 and in verse 19. It is the triumph of righteousness and that vindication of the good over the evil which he and I and I and we, which we desire to see consummated and to see fulfilled. So therefore, the firmness of the word, sound, and power. The fifth verse now continues to ride up in the opening appeal for help. Let them, make them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Yihyu k'mot lifnei ruach u'malaki hawa dochei. Make them be as a chaff. If you kamot as a chaff, as a mot, kamot, if you let them become kamot as a chaff, lifnei ruach, before ruach, before the wind, before the spirit, the ruach, in this sense, the ruach is the wind, lifnei ruach, u'amalaki hawa dochei, the angel, the malaka'u and malaki Yehovah, and the angel of Yehovah, of Jehovah, thrusting them, dohei, thrusting them, or in the authorized, in the KJV, it has chase them, as chaff. This here we have in Psalm, the first Psalm, and about verse 4, the first Psalm, the very first Psalm, as a chaff, right, before the wind, before the word, sound, power, a graphic picture of the complete routing, the routing of the enemy, of the hater of she, of the nafshi, of I and I soul. let their way be dark and slippery. The angel of he who be, we be pursuing them, hot on their pursuit. Yehi darkam choshek wa halakalakota ua malaki hoa rodafam. Now he's chasing them. Now he's going to pursue them. The Malaki Hoa, Malaki Hoa, the angel of Jehovah is going to pursue them. And let their way be dark and slippery. And the angel now things turned around in them. So we have the image of the dark and slippery. Let their way be dark and slippery. The way this false astray and evil way, let that be what's dark and slippery to them. But now the consequences, right, the consequences of their evil action is being turned around in them right here. Even these verses bring forward the word sound of the Malaki Hoa, the angel of Jehovah, right, that angel, the message, the messenger, even this message of salvation. Yehi darkam choshek. Yehi, and let it be darkam, their derek, their way, choshek, the choshek, disilluminated. Wa chelak alakot, and make it chelak alakot, make it slippery for them. Choshekah wa chelak alakot, dark, disilluminated, no light, and slippery. Ironically speaking, it's like the black ice. Uwa malaki hoa rodefam, and the angel of Jehovah pursuing them. The tables are turned. See, in Jeremiah, Ermias, Yermayahu, Jeremiah chapter 23 and 12. We have this phraseology, which is a language similar to even Jeremiah, dark and slippery. In their panic to escape, they will abandon the roads and paths and flee down slippery slopes, slide in the way, the slippery slope of the hills, dark and disilluminated by the overhanging trees. This is one of the kind of word picks that we get from this word sound power right here. Moving on to verse 7. For without cause, why is such stern and strong language being used? In today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Ki chinam. Ki chinam, for without cause, for no reason, no cause. Ki chinam, amnuli shachata rishtam achinam, chaflu li nafshi. For without cause, ki chinam, have they hid for me the pit? They hid for I the pit, even their net. Without cause, chinam, without cause, have they digged for my soul. The key word here, chinam, without cause, chinam. Robeinu says, not be angry against your brother without cause. Some people say, if you have cause, I say, listen to Robeinu, not to them. Let's understand this in the context, a repeated phrase that explains the state of his mind. And also the content of his prayer, an I prayer. It's not malice, but his righteous indignation is his motive. It was without cause. You know, did you do them something? It's just their evil, bad mind. It's without cause. So thus, it is only righteous to have such righteous indignation. He's given us the reason. This is the reason. For without cause have they hid for me the pit, even their net. Without cause have they digged for my soul. For my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares. And let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let them fall therein. So he said, let them get the consequences of their own action. Of their own action, that which they were seeking to do to my soul, let the consequences fall upon them. That is only right and just. Even HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, speaks the saying, make destruction come upon him at unawares. Here in verse 8, Tivoehu, Shoah, Lo Yeda'a, Werishto Asher Aman, Tialikado, Bishoah, Yipal Ba, that they have hid, let them fall, let that destruction, with destruction, Bishoah, 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 Yipal Ba. With destruction, let him fall therein. With destruction, into that very destruction, the same destruction, let destruction come upon him at unawares. He's not calling out just some destruction just to destroy someone he don't like. No, he's saying that this is what they have designed, this is what they have hidden, this is what they are digging for my soul. Let them eat of it. Let it be for them, Jah. That is only righteous, Jah. And Jah words say, yay, and I. The saints say, yay, and amen. It's not motivated by vindictiveness, but by righteousness. Into that very destruction, let him fall. Remember, without cause, the pit, remember the pit, even their net, the pit, even their net is without cause, have they hid for me the net that I should be caught therein, their traps, and they have digged the pit for my soul. See, if you don't know what or where the soul is, if you and I recognize, what does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his very soul? For my soul, they have, against my soul, they have done this. That I should fall. That I should fall into it. This is undoubtedly the sense of the verse, right? That's why it says, upon him. See, the singular may point, some say, because of the circumstances of the song, to the chief enemy, Shaul, Saul. More probably to his opponents collectively, all of them as one man. As one man, verse 9, kicking it off, and my soul, by such righteous judgment, in verse 9 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 35 and 9, it says, and my soul shall be joyful in Hashem, joyful in Jehovah, and it, she, in other words, shall rejoice in his salvation. She shall rejoice, it says it here, but the context of it, all right, with nafshi. Tagil by Hoa, Tasisa be Yeshuato, be Yeshuato in his Yeshua, in his victory, in his salvation. And she shall rejoice in his salvation. Be Yeshuato, Yeshua, Yeshua, be Yeshuato in his victory, in his salvation. And my soul shall be joyful with Nafshi, Tagil by Hoa. Tasis, and rejoice, Tasis, Tasis abishuato. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee I, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. This verse here, verse 10. Call atzmotai. Tomar na Yahuwah mi kamoka, matzil oni yamei chazaka mimenu, we oni we evyona mi yagozlo. A beautiful verse right here. All my bones shall say, call atzmotai, call all atzmotai, all my bones, tomar na Yahuwah mi kamoka. Who is like to the eye, O he who be who he be? Matila ani mechazaka mimenu, who delivereth the poor from him that is too strong, that is too strong for him. With ani we evyon mi yagozlo. Yea, the poor and the needy. We're ani we evyon. We're evyon. We're ani we evyon. The ani and the evyon. We ani we evyon mi gozlo from him that spoileth him. My soul shall be joyful, have no need to doubt to whom he and we is indebted for that escape. All my bones, in addition to the moral satisfaction which his soul, the nefesh, will and does enjoy in that victory of good over evil, there will be a grateful sense of relief throughout his bodily frame, that health, you know, the connection, the cycle, spiritual, the cycle, five cycle connection. The poor, the afflicted, the poor and needy. These are the terms that are often linked together because justice was and is commonly perverted and twisted through bribes that's given to judges and different ones who are supposed to be in the business of justice and rulers by those rich. They say the best justice in Babylon is the one that money buys. So that's the words here, first 10 verses in the appeal for help, the appeal for help, 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 for help.
35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day long.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God,
before God. Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Yikumun, a day Hamas. Asherlor yada'iti, yishaluni. They ask of me, things I don't know. Asherlor yada'iti, yishaluni. Who? False witnesses did rise up. Yikumun eidei Hamas. Aidei Hamas, the Aidei Hamas, literally in the Hebrew, witnesses, Aidei Hamas, witnesses of violence. They give false testimony to aid the unlawfulness of the persecutor and the false prosecution against the righteous. KJV brings out false witnesses did rise up. And this is true Hebraically. Yikumun Aidei Hamas. Not just false witnesses. Aidei. The Aidei. Aidei Hamas. Aidei Hamas. Hamas. Witnesses of violence. Witnesses of violence, unrighteous witnesses. Some interpret that as unrighteous, but clearly, literally in the Hebrew we have Aidei Hamas, that their false witness is leading to violence. They're witnesses of violence, and they ask me of things I do not know. They ask me. KJV brings out, they lay to my charge things, is italicized in the King James Version, that I knew not, or they laid to my charge that I knew not. But bringing it out more from the Hebraics of it all, Asher, Asher, those who, right, or that which, lo, not, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, no, my knowing, not my knowing, lo, yada'iti. Yishaluni, 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 yishaluni. They ask, sha'al, 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 like Shaul, right? Yishaluni, they ask of me. They lay charges against him, of which he does not know. Lo yada'iti, lo yada'asher, lo yada'iti. These ones that yikumun, yikumun aidei Hamas, asher lo yada'iti, yishaluni. They lay charges against him of which he knows nothing. And they lay charges against I and I, which I and I know nothing of. David had been accused of plotting against Saul's life. This is how far they go with their false witnesses. And if you're plotting against someone's life and people believe that you're plotting against this person's life and they believe that you are the victim, this is also a Aidei Hamas, a Aidei Hamas, a witness of violence have rose up, even in contempt of any court that regards righteousness as righteousness, the first principle, that truthfulness. They're not only false witnesses, they are violent witnesses. They lay to him charges that he knows nothing about. Here we have this in 1 Samuel 24:10. Verse 12 brings out, they rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. They rewarded me what? Evil for good. They repay me evil for good. Now, it's interesting because the last word of verse 11, yishaluni, 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 they asked of me. Here in verse 12, we have yishalmuni, yishalmuni, yishalmuni ra'a, tachata tova, shekola le nafshi, shekola, shekola, shekola le nafshi. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling. Shechol, shechol linafshi, shechol linafshi, the spoiling of nafshi, the spoiling of my soul, the spoiling of my soul, or bereavement. Now, this is an interesting phrase we have here. Bereavement is come to my soul. The good he had done is defined in these next two verses. What is this good that he had done? He said that they had repaid him, repaid me, repaying I evil for good. They rewarded I evil for good. Hebraically, we have the shalom here, right? The true root of what shalom. It says, yishalamuni. So it's an interesting kind of a turn on a word, as we said from the verse before, where it reads, Yikumun, Yikumun Aidei Hamas, Asher Lo Yada'iti, Yishaluni, Yishalmuni Ra'a Tachata Tova, Shechola Linafshi. So that Yishaluni and Yishalmuni. So one is Yishaluni and the other is Yishalmuni. So they ask of me, and they pay, they reward, in that sense, they pay, shalom, shalom, pay, to shalom, yishalamuni ra'a. So what is their shalom? What is their payment of? It's evil, it's hurt, ra'a, tachat, right? Instead of tova, instead of good. And thus, the consequence of that is shechol linafshi. spoiling of my soul, King James Version brings out, but a little more correctly according to the Hebrew, a bereavement. See, the terse Hebrew phrase, the tight Hebrew phrase, shechol linafshi, bereavement, woe to my soul, bereavement is coming to my soul. It's an exclamation. It corresponds to what ones would say, woe is me, woe is I. Shechol linafshi, shechol linafshi, shechol, woe, bereavement. Otherwise, it could be translated as, it is a bereavement. It is a bereavement, it's a spoiling, it's a woe to my soul, the nafshi. Such base ingratitude makes him feel and perceive in the innermost of the innocent as desolate as a bereft mother for the good that he had done, what they had paid him in return, their repayment, right? Their rewarding him of evil, ra'a tachata tova. Evil instead of good. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. But as for I, wani, as for I, and I, Wa'ani, ba'chilotam, le'vushi sak, ayaneti, ba'tzom, nafshi, uwa tefilati, Allah heki, tashuv. But as for I, when they were sick, wa'ani, ba'chilotam, in their sickness, but as for I, when they were sick, levushi sank, my clothing was sackcloth, levushi sank, enaiti, humbling, enaiti, batzom, with fasting, nafshi, I afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti batzom nafshi, u tefilati Allah heki tashuv. I and my prayer, may it return to mine own bosom. And my prayer, may it return to my own bosom. U and tefilati, my prayer, tefilati, all upon chayki, upon my bosom, all chayki, tashuv, let it return, sackcloth, or sack, levushi, sack, sackcloth is worn by mourners, also by those who are penitent and repentant. We have Jonah chapter 3 verse 8. Afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti batzom nafshi. Afflicted my soul, humbled, afflicted. To afflict the soul is said to be a Hebrew term many times used for fasting. We have it with Leviticus chapter 16 verse 29 and Isaiah chapter 58 and 3. Now, this Hebrew phrase, it well indicates the spiritual aim. What's the spiritual aim of tzom? It says, ba tzom, enaiti ba tzom nafshi, fasting, tzom. As the principal source of chatiyat is the gratification of the bodily appetites, the fast or the tzom is to demonstrate and manifest to the chatiyatenya, to the lacker, that man can and is able to conquer all five cycle and physical cravings, and that the spirit, the ruach, can always master the body. So his thoughts were so completely for the welfare of the attackers when they were bachelotam, when they were sick for the attackers, that when they had in the past been in distress, that he acted as though he had been praying.
on his own behalf. Thus we have the wording, and my prayer, utisilati, and my prayer, may it return into my own bosom. One bringing out of the phrase, KJV says, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Al chiki tashuv, k'rea, k'achli. Like a friend, like a brother, as a friend, as a brother to me. Kerea, kerachli, hita halakati, karela e makodera. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother, as one that mourneth mother. So here in the 14th verse it says, K-re-a, k-re-a, k-ach, like a friend. K-re-a, k-ach, like a brother Lee. Like a friend, like a brother to me, hita halakati ka evella aim. I behave myself as one that's mourning ka evella aim or kodera, bowing down shachoti, bowing down myself and mourning heavily, like I was mourning for my own mother. See, when he says, may it return into my own bosom, the proof of his sincerity, he asked that what he had prayed for them, for the haters, the attackers, when they were sick and when they were in distress, may it come to him, because he had gone about already. He had gone about. He had behaved himself. He had gone about. I went about as though it had been like it was like my friend, like a friend or a brother for me. I bowed down mournful as one that mourneth mother, that mourneth mother. It didn't say his mother, but the implied sense, ka'evel la'ein. Hita halachti ka evel aim koder shachoti shachoti shachoti. He adopted the outward forms even of mourning that consisted of neglect and negligence of even personal appearance, either not washing, not trimming, not taking care of himself, as we have in 2 Samuel 19:25. 2 Samuel 19:25 brings that out as well. When I halted, but in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yay. The abjects gathered themselves together against me. And I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. But when I halted, they rejoiced. Uvez Ali. Samchu, uves aliya samchu, ne esafu, ne esafu alaya, ne chima with lo yadaitia, karu, with lo damu, and they didn't cease, they didn't stop. See, when I halt, when I was in adversity, when I stumbled, when I was like I was likely to fall, that's when they gathered themselves together. That's when they plotted. That's when they said about their plots. Uvet ayi samchu, they were happy when they safu and gathered themselves. Ne esfu alaya nechim. They gathered themselves together against the abjects. The abjects and those whom I know not, they gathered themselves together against I, and I did not even know that they were gathering themselves. Willo yadati karu karu, they tear me karu, they tear willo damu, they tear and they don't stop tearing. Tearing at my character, tearing at my reputation, my name, lying on me. The Hebrew here, the abjects. I don't know. They gather against me, smiting me unawares, like they're hitting me. They're tearing at me, and they don't stop. Now, the Targum or the Targum brings out, who smite me with their words, rightly understanding that the attack is a campaign. It's a slander. It's a slander campaign. They tear me. They're libelous tongues.
They don't understand. Allegedly, that libelous tongues are like the fangs of a beast of prey, chopping and tearing his reputation and I reputation to shreds. And these, recall, are the same ones that heartily, he humbled himself in prayer and fasting and mourning when they were sick, when they were in trouble. And these are the same ones now when I halted. But in mine adversity, they were happy. They were happy. They rejoiced over Salai Samhu Wine a Safu. And they gathered themselves together. Yay, the abjects. They gathered themselves together against I, and I knew it not. They did tear my reputation to shreds, and they didn't cease with hypocritical mockers in feast. They gnashing and chewing upon me with their teeth. This is real, Israel. Be'chanafei la'egeya ma'og. With the profanest mockeries of backbiting. Be'hanunni la'igu la'ag. Haroka alai shineimo. Haroka alai shineimo. They gnash at me with their teeth. Haroka alai upon I. Shineimo. Their teeth chewing upon I. They talk in their lies with the profanest mockeries of backbiting, with hypocritical mockers in feast. Be'achanfei la'egeya ma'oz. Or some, an alternative reading of this 16th verse in the Hebrew is, Be'achanunni la'egu la'ag. So we have here, Be'achanfei la'egeya ma'oz. Or Behanuni la egu laag haroka alai shnemo. They gnash upon I with their teeth. The mockers. See, the Hebrew is said to be really archaic here, somewhat obscure. Literally, this is an interesting verse here, verse 16. As profane men mockers for cake. As profane men who are mockers for cake, Be'chanfei la'egei ma'oz, ma'oz, ma'oz. As profane men, hypocritical mockers, Be'chanunni la'egua la'ag, la'ag, la'ag. Profane men, mockers for cake. See, the comparison here can be explained with the buffoons, the coons and buffoons. Stepping sledge and nigger penny coons and buffoons, right, who indulge in ribald jesting and joking to earn a meal. These coons and buffoons, right, he describes them as unprincipled men. They don't have no principle. Who, in order to curry favor with Shaul, right, they make play of the righteous good name and thereby they abet, right, the king, or Shaul, the wrong king's plan to destroy the right king, the righteous king. But I thought it was interesting looking at the Hebrew, going in some of the Hebrew studies and just giving an overview. It has a sense of profane men, mockers for cake, right? We have the KJV that brings out hypocritical mockers and feasts. That's the sense of profane men, mockers for cake. So they lie and slander. This is how they eat. And so literally they do eat. Right, upon the righteous, right, by their mockeries, their slander, in order to curry a little bit of favor, so they can eat some cake with a little bit of a flavor or something like that. This is wicked, right? Mockers for cake chasing. It's all clout chasing, the cake chasing. Verse 17, Adonai, kama tireh, Adonai, kama tireh. How much to that, Lord, Adonai, how long will thou look on? How long will you look on? Adonai, kama tireh, ha'shiva nafshi, mia shoehem, mika ferim, yechidati. Rescue my soul from their destructions. Rescue my soul. Ha'shiva nafshi, mia shoehem. me Shoehan from their destructions. Mine only one from the lions. My darling, rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling from the lions. From the lions. Mikafarim. Yechidati. Yechidati. My darling, my only. Look on. How long will you just look on? Adonai, kama tireh, kama tireh. Adonai, kama tireh, kama tireh. Without intervening, rescue my soul. Hashiva nafshi, hashiba nafshi. Rescue, deliver my soul. We have this also in Psalm 19, round about verse 8. Mine only one, yechidati, mine only one. Soul, Psalm 22:21. The lions, interesting phrase right here. Mi kafirim, mi kafirim, mi kafirim. The kafirim, the lions, his enemies, who acted like wild beasts, not as men, but as lions. We have this also in Psalm 57 and 5. Now, bringing it right here to complete this second section. Right, the second section is like the second session within the court, within this court appeal right here in today's daily psalm. Here we have verse 18. Odeka Bik Ahal Rav the Am Atsum Ehaleleka Odeka Bik Ahal Rav the Am Atsum Ehaleleka. I will give thee thanks, O Deka, O Deka. I will give the eyes thanks, O Deka. Bik Ahal Rav, Bik Ahal Rav is the great aggregation, congregation, the Ahal that called out assembly to the church in the wilderness. Bik Ahal Rav, Bi'am. Amongst the people, Atzum, amongst enough people, numerous people, Ehaleleka. Ehaleleka, ehaleleka, I will praise eyes as the eye, ehaleleka. So odeka, I will thank the eye, ehaleleka, I will praise the eye. So this second section of the psalm, right, of this petition, you could say of this suit, right, this psalmist suit, right, in the spiritual court, the eretical court, this second section of the psalm, it ends like the first section. At verse 9, with a declaration of his readiness. He says he's ready to proclaim Jah's salvation in the event of his foes being overthrown. He knows that they're ratchet, they're wrong, but he calls out, he says, Adonai, Adonai, how long will you look on? Kama tireh, kama tireh, hashiva nafshi, mi yashoehem, mi kafirim yechidati. Odeka Bikaharav the Amatsum Ehaleka Ehaleka. I will give eyes to the eye. Yes, I. Rastafari.
So here, second section, the Tehillim, Havarim. Tehillim, the halal, like the hallelujah. Here we have at verse 18, he says, Ehaleleka, Ehaleleka, I will hallel, I will elil, 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 elil. That's a literal way, you know, literal sense, you know, and the figure of speech that is to give hallelujah, to give praise, And so right here we have the third section. Right, it's lickle, but it's talawa. Ones and ones who can stay tuned, but hopefully right here it will be a MRE, a divine mana ready to eat right here. I'm bringing the third section forward. It's lickle, but it's talawa, just to seal up today's daily psalm. The pleading, you know, people think pleading is like, ooh, but really it's kind of a legal, There's a legal, spiritually a legal sense, like pleading for justice, pleading for righteousness.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Here's the Hebrew right here for the third section right here. Chase them. Chase all vampires.
Mizmor lamedhe le David. Riva Adonai et Yerivai, Leham et Lohamai, Ahazek Magen Vecina, Vekuma Veezrati, Veharek Hanit Usgor Likrat Rodefai, Emor Lenafshi, Yeshuatech Ani, Yevoshu Veikalemu Mevakeshe Nafshi, Yisogu Ahor, ויחפרו חושבי רעתי. יהיו כמוץ לפני רוח, ומלאך אדוני דוחה. יהי דרכם חושך וחלקלקות, ומלאך אדוני רודתם. כחינם תאמנו לי שחת רשתם, חינם חפרו לנפשי. תבואהו שואה לא ידע, ורשתו אשר תמן תלכדו, בשואה ייפול בה, ונפשי תגיל באדוני, תסיס בשואתו. כל עצמותי תאמרנה, אדוני מי כמוך, מציל עני מחזק ממנו, ועני ואביון מגוזלו. יקומון עדי חמאס, אשר לא ידעתי, ישאלוני. ישלמוני רעה תחת טובה, שכול לנפשי. ואני בחלותם לבושי צק, עיניתי וצום נפשי, ותפילתי על חקי תשוב. כריע כאח לי התהלכתי, כאבל אם קודר שחותי. ובצלעי סמחו ונאספו, נאספו עלי נחים ולא ידעתי, קרעו ולא דמו. בחנפי לעגי מעוג, חרוק עלי שינמו. אדוני, כמה תראה, השיבה נפשי משואיהם, מכפירים יחידתי. עודך בקהל רב, בעם עצום אהללך. אל ישמחו לי אויבי שקר, שונאי חינם יקרצו עין. כי לא שלום ידברו, ועל רגעי ארץ דברי מרמות יחשבון. וירחיבו עלי פיהם, אמרו האח האח, ראת עינינו. ראית אדוני, אל תחרש, אדוני אל תרחק ממני. העירה והקית למשפטי, אלוהי ואדוני לריבי. שופטני כצדקך אדוני אלוהי, ואל ישמחו לי. אל יאמרו וליבם האח נפשנו, אל יאמרו בלענוהו. יבושו ויחפרו יחדיו שמחי רעתי, ילבשו בושת וכלימה המגדילים עלי. ירונו וישמחו חפצי צדקי, ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אדוני החפץ שלום עבדו. ולשוני תהגה צדקך, כל היום
Hallelujah. So you see how he ends each of these sections of this court, divine court case here, with the hallelujah, exalting he who be.
Yeah.
There's different sessions in the court case or like a court dispute, like a legal dispute, we have this also today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hay Psalm, the 35th psalm, according to Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter Order of Malachias Tzedek. We pick up with verse 19 to 28, the final plea. And in court, how do you plea? So the case has already been made in the first two parts, the first 10 verses. We had as the appeal, like the appeal for help. And then we had the second session, the wickedness, the ratchetness of the enemy. The previous session of this psalm right here, verses 11 to 18, outlines the wickedness, the ratchetness of the haters, right? And these are not object haters, objective, but they are subjective haters. Get into that. And the psalm even brings it out, other psalms as well, that the Hebrew psychology right here. But here we have, as in the court case, even from the very first verse, that pleading, that striving with those who strive against thy, pleading with those who plead. They're making false charges, lies, lying witnesses of violence, digging pits, right? And these are the same ones who David had from the heart prayed for and mourned for and hoped and prayed for their goodness, and they returned to him such ratchet evil. So here now, his final appeal. Picking up here with verse 19, his final appeal. And let's just look at the KJV here. He says, Make not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither. Let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. This phrase again, without a cause, unjustifiably. Allah yismechuli oivai sheker sonaya chinam yikretsu ayin. Let not them that are wrongfully mine enemies rejoice over me. Allah yisnechuli, not to be happy for me, for my fall, for my detriment, for my hurt. Allah yisnechuli, not for them to be happy for me. Oy vai, my enemy sheker, my lying enemy. Sonai chinam. Who hate chinam without a cause? Yikretsu ayin. That wink. Neither let them wink with the eye. Don't let them wink with the eye either. Don't let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. Sonaya chinam. So here, wrongfully, my enemies falsely. Oivai. Sheker, a lie. Oivai, sheker. So they are enemies, they are haters, but they are a lie. Even their hatred of Dawi, their hatred of Ayanai, the hatred of the righteous is a lie. So they're oivai, sheker. Wrongfully, mine enemies, the translator translates it as wrongfully, right? Mine enemies wrongfully, or wrongfully mine enemies, but literally in the Hebrew, mine enemies. Oivai, sheker. Falsehood, my enemies in falsehood, my falsehood enemies, my lying enemies, they have no justifiable grounds for enmity. They don't have any grounds for enmity, and so invest themselves in inventing false pretexts, just more lies and falsehood. Oivai sheker, that wink with the eye. Yikretsu ayin. They gloat over the success of their schemes. They wink with the eye. It shows in their eyes that the eyes are the window to the soul. They wink with their eyes. Yikretsu ayin. They wink with the eyes. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. Wa ala rigaeya areta divreya mirma. Yachishovun. For they speak not peace. ki lo shalom, for no peace, yedaveru. They don't speak peace. Ki lo shalom yedaveru, ki lo shalom yedaveru, for they speak not peace. Ki lo shalom yedaveru, we ala riga riga e aretza divrei amiramot, divrei miramot, yahe shohun. But they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet, against those with all rigay aretz, against those who are quiet in the land, the quiet ones in the land, the peaceful ones, to say the quiet ones in the land, the rigay aretz, divrei mirmot, divrei, words, matters, mirmot, deceptive. Deceptive, deceitful matters, deceitful arguments, stupidness, foolishness, divrei mirmot, yachishovun. This is what they are thinking. This is what they're plotting. This is what they're scheming, right? They're devising, right? Yachishovun, these divrei mirmot. They impute to the innocent and to the peace-loving citizens their own mischievous intentions. So psychologically, this is what the latter-day psychologists call like projection. So the idea of the ratchet, the wicked, projecting, right, imputing to the innocent and the peace-loving citizen, even though the word here says, ki lo shalom yidaveru, they don't speak peace, but they impute to the innocent and the peace-loving citizens their own mischievous intentions, the divrei mirmot. This is what they devise, and this disturbs the rigay aretz, the quietness, the peace of the land and the community, the common unity. Verse 21, Wayar chivu alaya pihem. Amru, he'ach, raita, aineinu. Yea, they open their mouths wide against me. Wayara chivu, alai, pihem, their mouths, alai, against I. Wayara chivu, alai, pihem. Amru, and they say, he'ach, he'ach, aha, aha, raita aineinu, raita aineinu. Our eyes have seen it. They say, aha, aha, we've seen it. They act like they witnessed something. They act like they actually seen something. They open their mouths wide against us and say, aha, aha, our eye, aineinu, our eyes have seen it, as though they are witnesses. They're opening their mouth, the gesture indicative of contempt, the opening of the mouth. They're like, whoa, open their mouth. Isaiah 57:4 also brings up the same idea of the opening of the mouth wide, like as a gesture indicative of contempt and contempt of our courts. Or even more specifically here, of malicious rejoicing, Wayar chivu alai pihem, amru he'ach, he'ach. Raita aineinu, raita yawa, alatech rasha, Adonai, alatirhaka mimeni. Thou hast seen, the eye has seen, raita yawa, you have seen, O he who be, who we be, keep not silence, alatech rasha, Adonai, O Lord, O Adonai, Adonai, ala tirchaka mimeni. Don't be far, al tirchak, don't be far, mimeni, don't be far from I, because the I has seen. KJV says this, thou hast seen. That's italicized as this, so more forcibly, thou hast seen. O Jah, Jehovah, keep not silence, O Lord, O Adonai, Adonai, be not far from I. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even to my cause, my God, and my Lord,
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 and my Lord. Ha'ira, 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 ha'ira,
ha'ira,
ha'ira. We ha'kita le mishpati el hay wa donai le rivi, le rivi, and plead. Plead for I and I. Once again now, this refers to the opening verse, the opening idea. He's saying, rouse the eye, ha'ira, 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 and awake where ha'kitzah, where ha'kitzah, where ha'kitzah, and awake, awake, rouse yourself up and awake yourself. Le mishpati, to my judgment. The psalmist is not imagining that Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, is asleep, but he longs and prays for a proof, a token, an evidence that there is indeed Ha'elohim HaShofet, the Elohim HaShofet, the Elohim who judges in the earth. Only a clear conscience could really prompt such a petition to be adjudged or adjudicated, in that sense, according to the divine righteousness, even to my cause, to my pleading, my striving, even in this cause, my God and my Lord, my God and my Lord, Elohai, Wadonai, Lerivi, Elohai wadonai le ribi, ha'ira we ha'kitzah le mishpati, Elohai wadonai le ribi, shafteini, k'tzidakka Yahweh, Elohai we ala yismechuli, we ala yismechuli, judge me, judge I, shafteini. Shafteini ke sidka ke sidka, judge I according to the I righteousness. Shafteini ke sidka Yahweh Elohai wa ala yisnechuli, wa ala yisnechuli, judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Once again, the petition is for them not to have no joy over I. Wa'ala yismechuli. He says, shafteini. Judge I according to thy, execute justice on my behalf, according to the eyes righteousness. Not according to my righteousness, but according to the eyes righteousness. K'sidka Yahweh. More on this in Psalm 31, round about verse 2. Let them not rejoice over I, because that would mean, if they rejoice over I, that would mean the triumph of evil. And his confidence is in the victory of good over evil. So don't let them rejoice. Let them not say in their hearts, aha, aha, we have our desire. Let them not say that we have swallowed him up. Al yomru vilivam heach heach nafshenu, al yomru bila inuhu, we swallowed him. Don't let them say al yomru bila inuhu. Don't let them say they swallowed him, speaking of I. He said lies, and let them not say in their hearts, aha, he'ach, he'ach, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them not say, but let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together, that rejoice at my hurt. Those who want to rejoice at my hurt or my wrong, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me, that magnify against I. Yeboshu, yeboshu, we yachitru wa yachidal. Tzemechi ra'ati, simechi ra'ati, yelibishu boshet, yelibishu boshet, may they be clothed with boshet, abashment, boshet, libishu, yelibishu boshet, ukalima, ha'magadilim alai. Hamagadilim, Allah. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and confusion that magnify themselves against I. See, the plea of verse 4 is repeated here and elaborated on. In Psalm 40, round about verse 15, is also a similar petition. So we have a petition here. The petition is, don't let them say in their heart, in their souls, that they have, you know, that they have the desire, that they have swallowed him up, that they have destroyed I and I completely. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that rejoice at my hurt. Because they rejoice upon my hurt. So don't let them be happy, but they rejoice over the hurt. So let them be ashamed and abashed and abased. Let them be clothed with shame and confusion that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that delight in my righteousness and my righteous cause. Let those who delight in my cause shout for joy. May those who delight in my righteousness be glad. Yes. Let them say continually, magnified be he who be, who he be his divine majesty, who delighteth in the peace, who delighteth in the peace, in the shalom of his servant. Yaronu we yismechu chafetzeyas ibiki we yomru atamida yigdal Yahuwah. And take his pleasure and delight. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, yea. Let them say continually. Let them say all the time, Yomru tamid, Yigdal Yahuwah, He chafetza shalom avdo. Let them say continually, all the time, he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Jah, Jehovah, be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity, which is the peace, the prosperity, with Yomru, Tamid, and let them say all the time, Yigdal Yahuwah, He Chafetz Shalom Avdo, the prosperity, the Shalom Avdo, the peace of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise, thy eyes is all the day long. Ulishoni tehiges idakeka kol hayom tehilateka. Those who delight in my righteousness, be happy, be glad, my vindication, magnified. Be the Yahweh, Yigdal Yahuwah, who has demonstrated and manifested his justice and might by humbling the proud, the wicked, the ratchet, arrogant, the peace, the welfare, the shalom, avdo, his servant. He puts forth his own, and I and I must put forth our own experience as a shining example of Jah's care for the innocent and the righteous. And my tongue shall speak, ulishoni tihigeh. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise. Thy eyes is all the day. Shall speak the same verb as meditate, iditate upon even in the first psalm. Meditate, speak on it. Shall speak musingly and in the low murmur of one entranced by a sweet, an eyeful thought. Thy righteousness, tzedakah. Thy righteousness, his salvation, his victory, is proof that Jah is a just judge all the day. Kol hayom, all the day, right? All the day thy praise. Kol hayom tehilateka, kol hayom, unceasingly. all the day, 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 all the day.
Yes, yes, yes. Paul Hayom Tehillah Teka. It's Tehillah, the hallelujah, the praise, the bigging up. Yigadal, Yigadal, Yahuwah. Yigadal, Yahuwah. Yigadal, big up, make big, big up. Jehovah. Yeshua Shalom, Yeshua Victory. Yes, my brother David Gleason and all those suffering under his court and the righteous system of things. May the eye get a righteous, righteous victory by Shem Yeshua and the King of Kings Christ. Laila Tov, have a good night and have a Boker Tov and a Tov Tawab, a good dawning, new day by Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I. Shalom, Rastafari.